What is the organization called behind School Choice Week? Is there an organization that's like promoting it?
Yeah, good question. So it's a period of time and it is the organization. It's both things. We have a small team that helps raise the awareness that the week's happening, but all of the events and activities that are being planned around the country, those are independently planned by schools and organizations and individuals. So we just spread the word about what they're doing for the week.
So is that the point of School Choice Week? Is that the purpose of it, to raise awareness?
Absolutely, yes. So we're a national public awareness effort, and our mission is just to make sure that parents know what their K-12 education options are, especially in states like Indiana and Illinois that are very choice-rich and have a lot to choose from. We love to make sure that parents are just aware of all the different things between open enrollment in traditional public schools, charter schools, magnet schools, online schools, private schools, and homeschooling. There's a lot for parents to look at on a year-to-year basis, and so we try to raise awareness about what they can choose between.
That's a lot of choices because, you know, some things like traditional public schools, we think we know what those are, but, you know, can you kind of touch on what are public charter schools and public magnet schools and what the differences are?
Public magnet schools and public charter schools are just as free to go to as your neighborhood public school. That's what makes them public, is that they're open to everyone and that they are free to attend. So the differences are, for example, a charter school is independently run. It's operated, it depends on the state that you're in, who is allowed to authorize and operate them, but they are designed to be a little bit more flexible and independent than your neighborhood public school. So they can have a certain form of teaching that they think works best that they can focus on, or it could be something like classical education could be a focus. You see in some of the largest groups of charter schools like KIPP or like Yes Prep, that those are more focused on achievement at going on to college. And so you see differences between what charter schools focus on, and each of them is kind of their own thing. And then magnet schools are specifically focused towards a vocation or a subject area specialty. So that could be anything from aerospace engineering to STEM to performing arts to future health professions. And one of the misconceptions we hear about magnet schools is that they're all very hard to get into, or your student already has to have a really strong background in one of those things. And that's not true. The majority of magnet schools, you don't have to take a test to get into the school. You may take some admittance tests that help place you within the curriculum, but they're just as much for students with an interest in something as students who already have a really clear aptitude for it.
So what's the difference between online schools and homeschooling?
Great question. This is probably the number one question for this year. So we've talked about these six types of schools for the last 11 years. And then all of a sudden, a lot of people's traditional public school experience went online, which is different from an online school, which is different from homeschooling. So the difference as we see it is this. An online school is a school that decides its own curriculum and enrolls its own students and manages the process of schooling with someone other than the parent. So whether or not you're doing education at home, the real difference between homeschooling and online schooling is whether you as the parent are acting as sort of the principal of what your child is learning, or whether you're enrolling them somewhere else where someone else is making those decisions. And then the difference between those permanent online schools and remote learning at your neighborhood public school is that online schools are always open year-round, and they don't have any unpredictability about, you know, whether they're happening this semester or next semester. In places like Indiana, there are multiple of these that have been around for years and years and sort of have a model down. And they're a more permanent way to choose online schooling. And they typically have more flexible hours and rely less on video calling.
Now, how does National School Choice Week ensure inclusivity?
Yeah, it's something we think about a lot. It's one of the things that we think makes us a bit unique in the conversation about choosing schools. You have lots of people with great information out there, but they have a type of school that they're pushing, whether that is charter schools or traditional public schools or homeschooling or the other three. What we try to do is create a place where no matter what type of school you end up choosing, you can start at the sort of big end of the funnel of choice, just learning about everything and narrow it down while participating in School Choice Week and while accessing our resources. And we're going to have a culture of positivity around whatever choice you make at the end of that process. And so we work really hard to make sure that everyone who participates in School Choice Week is positive about all the choices parents make and not just the one they ended up making.
why does it seem like school choice is kind of a political issue sometimes? Some people are like really against it, and those usually seem to be the people who are more for public schools. Why is that?
It's a little mystifying to me as well. I think people use the term school choice to mean a lot of different things, depending on who's using it. We think school choice is exactly what it sounds like. It's literally just parents choosing a school. But that action is significant, and it's worth people understanding what they're doing when they do it. But you do hear people talk about school choice sort of interchangeably with the idea that it means everyone's going to leave public schooling and go to private schools or something to that effect. That's not how we think about it at all. School choice is about parents having that power, but you do hear people concerned that parents having the ability to choose is going to undermine the school system as it's set up right now. And to those people, we just say the fact of the matter is, for decades now, parents have had choices in every state in the nation. And so we think the most equitable thing we can do is make sure that every parent knows what those are, especially the parents who maybe don't have the time or the resources to, you know, hire a K through 12 education consultant or, you know, spend all of their free time researching and calling around to these schools. We think it's important that it's possible to choose easily and clearly, no matter what type of resources or time you have as a parent.
Are some of the schools run as like for-profit businesses?
That is an argument we hear sometimes, specifically about the online school sector, the public charter school sector. There are some schools in some states in those sectors that are run by for-profit corporations, but it's actually by far the minority of them. And there are still the same accountability structures in place, regardless of whether you're for-profit or non-profit running those entities in either of those sectors. And so ultimately, parents are having the same experience. And if they're not meeting that state's accountability standards either way, those are still what they're held to.